Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. It is Thursday, which of course means it is Author of the Week time, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author for today is A.J. Rice, and he has been very, very busy, served as executive producer to Laura Ingraham for years, Monica Crowley as well. He produced investigative news show at the Washington Times for John Solomon. I know so many of you are familiar with him, as, of course, Glenn Beck. He helped launch the Blaze Radio Network, just among a few of the things that he's done. He's got a book, The Woking Dead, and I got to tell you, I actually had this book on my desk, and what made me pick it up is I was watching The Five, I don't know, a week or so ago, and Judge Jeanine Pirro picked it up and said, this is a great book, you got to read it, and so that was enough for me. You've got some great backers recommending this book. I appreciate you being with us this morning. One of the things that I've learned on this is that The Woking Dead is actually a reference to those that have evolved, if I'm correct, from the Obama zombies. If you would start out, tell us just a bit about what made you write the book and what is The Woking Dead?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Brother Nick. Good to be here. Great to be with your audience. Yeah, the judge is a client. You know, we run a PR firm, too, in addition to, you know, me being a writer, and a lot of allies backing the book because they pretty much know what I think the audience of the show knows, and that is we're experiencing a cultural tyranny here. Now, we've always had political correctness. We've always had the nanny state where they're going to come in and, you know, take the salt shaker out of your hand or the cigar out of your mouth or, you know, like Michelle Obama was starving all those children with her goofy lunch program a decade ago. But this is what is going on here in the last 5 or 6 years has gotten way worse than that. We've moved way beyond just the, you know, the uptight Gen X Murphy Brown pantsuit mafia telling us what to say and what to think. They're in our the Woking Dead is cancel culture. It's critical race theory. It's the 1619 Project. It's the LGBTQ movement. You know, sending Stephen Gary into the women's locker room. I mean, a lot of this stuff has gotten crazy, and the American people have had enough. So one of the reasons I wrote the book is to kind of, look, it's a fun book. I do a lot of humor. You know, you don't have to read it cover to cover. You can jump around, right? I'm part of the short attention span theater generation. So you can jump around and, you know, pick up, you know, wherever you want to jump in. But when you're talking about wokeism in our sports, in our children's programming, in our films, people getting removed, people getting killed off their own shows, people getting replaced by woke actors like Tim Allen did recently for the Buzz Lightyear movie. Some of this stuff that is going on, and the American people have had it. And I don't believe the people that have had it are in the minority. I think this is an 80% issue. If you look at Virginia, Glenn Young can harness this to pull off a clean sweep in Virginia, which hasn't been done in Virginia in a long time. That's where I'm talking to you from, right across the river here from Swamp Central. You watched Miami-Dade County flip from blue to red, which is unthinkable in the school board. So, you know, this is part of the true insurrection. And what I mean by that is this, memo to Liz Cheney. The parents of America have had it. They are rebelling, trying to take back their church, their community, their, you know, their school boards. And they don't want this. I don't believe the run-of-the-mill American that's working their tail off trying to survive the Biden administration wants to be told that black people are this or white people are that or, you know, the founding fathers were Klansmen and all this other crazy stuff. That, Nick, let's be honest, okay? I don't know how much, you know, post-high school education you have, but for the listeners out there, I mean, most of this stuff used to be confined to the humanities department of some liberal arts college. And now it's in the kindergarten, all the way up to math, to engineering school. So, you know, we've got woke math now. So, hey, look, I'm trying to have some fun. I'm obviously harnessing the Walking Dead. They are zombies. They really do just sort of wander around believing this stuff. I mean, just this week, Nick, we found out, one, that Hurricane Ian is a racist. Okay? The vice president told us that Hurricane Ian is a racist because they were only going to... They're only going to come in and bring some, you know, federal aid to people of color. So the white people that were drowned in Fort Myers, you're on your own. And the other thing I found out yesterday was that the president is Puerto Rican.
I know.
I found out the president flew to Puerto Rico and told us he grew up in a Puerto Rican community, I guess, in Scranton. Now, I'm from Pennsylvania. I don't know if there is one there, but I'll have to check on that.
Yeah, we had that discussion earlier in the week as to whether or not maybe we made some inappropriate assumptions about Corn Pop. You know, maybe he was Puerto Rican.
Exactly.
It's interesting.
Right. It was West Side Story. Biden's side story.
Perfect. Yeah, you do it's a much more clever and entertaining way of illustrating something that for some time I've thought, and it's about how we got where we got. And, we used to say when we would see people behave in a certain irrational way, we'll wait until they get out into the real world. You know, usually young, spoiled people, you know, boy, they're going to have a real wake-up call when they get out into the real world. But what I didn't anticipate, and I think a lot of other people did not, is that for some reason, the people in charge of the real world were stepping aside instead of correcting the spoiled ones and allowing the spoiled ones to be in charge of certain capacities of our society. And so I see that in what you're talking about, that, you know, what I see as the spoiled child that's now in charge of the real world in certain capacities, though I do, like you, believe it's a smaller minority than they want us to believe, that is your version of the Woking Dead.
Sure. And look, the Obama zombies, I wrote the introduction to this book, a friend of mine. Now, the first election, maybe the second election, the generation. Now, I'm a millennial, graduate millennial, the millennial. And I have to tell you, some of the millennials, they might have voted for Obama, but they're the children of boomers. The boomers were the children of the World War II generation. And look, they've had it. And you know, they may, going through what we've gone through here, they got hit with 9/11, they got hit with the financial crisis, they got hit with this virus. They're trying to buy a house, they can't. They're trying to fill up their gas tank, they can't. They're turning 40. Some of them have never been able to, you know, really, they've just been spinning their tires. And I'm not necessarily sure it's completely the fault of the, you know, participation trophy mentality. Mm. Some of it is the fact that there's no upward mobility for certain generations. My parents told me they bought their first house for $7,000 in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, that world doesn't exist. And the funny thing about millennials is they were always obsessed with purpose, which can be noble. It can be. I mean, some of it's dopey. They took pictures of their food. They invented that. But you know, having purpose as your you know, driving force is not bad. The real people I'm talking about is Gen Z. Gen Z, they're obsessed with identity versus purpose, and yet they seem to not have any. They're the first generation born with a smartphone in their hands. They're completely secluded. Avatar world inside TikTok and some of these other apps. Hard time being authentically human. And let's face it, they were told by the Me Too movement 5 years ago that all males were predators, that you can't ask Sally to the prom because you might be a rapist. And then they were hit with the virus, sent home. They already don't have interpersonal communication skills. Then the patron saint of fentanyl, George Floyd, dies, and now they're all told that they're racist and the country's racist. I mean, look, at some point, you bring in the fourth attack on Gen Z, which is, you don't know what gender you are, and it's okay. You could be a male on Tuesday and a female on Wednesday. So this is the most confused backwards generation we've had in a long time, maybe ever, and technology accelerates it. So it's scary, mm-hmm. And I talk about it a lot in the book. There's a section of your book called How I Did Not Meet Your Mother, which is a play on the TV show How I Met Your Mother. And it's basically about how, you know, the Me Too movement and then some of the virus stuff pretty much sent everyone home. No more office Christmas parties. I mean, the Me Too movement was already getting rid of some of that. But look, most people meet their wives at work or at church or at some other, you know, regular sort of communal function throughout the week or the month. And we are isolated now. And while we've been locked down by the government, they've been slow pumping this woke programming into our head, and we're kind of captured. And the young people, you know, they're really captured. So, you know, it's scary. You know, get a copy of the book, give it to somebody, you know, that was born after 9/11.
We're talking with A.J. Rice. The book is The Woking Dead. If you could, and you open up essentially with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, oddly enough, is an enigma to a lot of people. You have those that think he was secretly always a progressive, pretended he wasn't. You have those that say, no, he's totally empty shell. He's controlled by others. He's just a puppet. You describe him as America's meat puppet.
Yeah, look, I've met Joe. From Philadelphia, he was, you know, Joe used to hang out, even before he was vice president, in the green rooms of America. He never met a camera he didn't like, so he was hanging around wherever. So Ingram and I bumped into him quite a bit, Monica Crowley and I. And look, he was kind of an affable, you know, curmudgeon, kind of fun, Irish, you know, schmucky type guy. That guy's gone. That's not the guy that I see up there. So if you're surrounded by, you know, left-wing activists in the White House, and you're basically a weather vane. I mean, look, when he comes to Congress, he's hanging out with Robert Byrd and Strom Thurmond, and now he's pretending that, you know, he's the greatest, you know, purveyor of progressive people of color, you know, BIPOC progressivism on planet Earth. I mean, he'll go wherever he needs to go. You know, he's kind of a grifter. His brother and his son obviously are. And they've never signed the front of a paycheck. We've been, you know, this audience of this show has been paying these guys 50 years, you know? He didn't believe Anita Hill, and now he does, and
right.
He's sorry. I mean, look, he's all over the place. But I do believe he's a meat puppet. I believe Rice and Ron Klain are probably running the show, and they're getting memos all day long from Barack Obama. This is basically the third term, and, you know, it's not even the best and brightest of the Barack Obama people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're pretty much dealing with the third stringers here, the backbenchers. So, you know, they finally got their shot. I mean, look at Merrick Garland. First, he was going to be on the Supreme Court, and now he's raiding Melania Trump's underwear tour.
We're talking with A.J. Rice, The Woking Dead. Final question. Every good zombie story, every good zombie movie, there's a way that, you know, somebody figures out, oh, here's how we get rid of them. Here's how we put them down. How do we put down The Woking Dead?
Well, we need more free speech absolutist Democrats to step up. We can't just rely on Bill Maher to make sense. You know, I wish Joan Rivers and George Carlin and the gang were all still around to mock all this stuff. But we have to keep fighting. They are out there. Naomi Wolf and Barry Weiss. I mean, they're out there. And I think it's amazing. I watch Maher tear apart wokeism, and they've got he's usually got some really famous left wingers sitting there, and it's like a hostage video. Like, they don't want to.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, right? It's amazing. So, look, we have to keep fighting. I don't believe regular people are into this. I think cancel culture has an expiration date. So, look, we have to vote locally all the way up to the federal level to keep some of these crazy activists off these school boards and out of Congress. And then we can change, you know, the future that way. I mean, look, 100 years from now, they may look back on this and think we totally lost our minds. You know, men are women and women are men. I mean, it's just craziness. So, look, get a copy of the book. Have some fun with it. You know, don't take yourself too seriously. And just strive for excellence. Don't strive for identity. You know, Larry Bird wasn't great because he's white. He's great because he's Larry Bird. Doesn't matter whether it's Tiger or Muhammad Ali. Just and keep fighting. Take back Congress.
A.J. Rice, the author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. The book is The Woking Dead on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.